Falls. A gentleman has been here so many times, and every time he does a fantastic job. He is sassy, but he is very classy. Mr. Dick Caton.
Thank you, Patty. Morning.
Yeah. Well, I'm sassy, but I'm classy. I'm here to entertain you. Oh, you stayed over. Good. I'm never crude or loud. I try to dress to please the crowd with you nice people. I want to have a ball. Well, I'm sassy. Mangiasta. But I'm classy. I don't have to drop my pants to get a laugh. I may have a scotch or two. Charge it up to you. What do I do? But if your pocket's a little slim, I'll charge it to him. Well, he's hysterical. But I'm very glad. Good morning. Welcome once more. Ladies and gentlemen, I came up here on this showtime. I'm only putting you on. I may have to. We came up on the plane. There was a rabbi seated opposite the priest. So the airline stewardess says, "Rabbi, how about a drink?" She says, "I'd love a cocktail." She looked at the priest, says, "Father, how about you?" He says, "I'd sooner commit adultery before liquor touches my lips." The rabbi says, "Wait, cancel my order. I didn't know I had a choice." Good group. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm staying over here at the San Roque Hilton. And this guy's having a manicure, and the manicurist, he looked at her, he says, "Ooh, you're a groovy little broad. How about a date?" She says, "I can't go out with you. I'm married." She says, "Tell your husband you're going bowling with the girls." She says, "You tell him he's shaving you." Now you see, folks, you need class, right? Baby, I could dance and I could swing. You try that with jockey shorts. Pull my string and I will do my thing. I could sing your favorite song and I dare you to sing along. I'm unpredictable, it's true, and a little crazy too. But these crazy things I do. I understand they fired the chef. He got his finger caught in the dishwasher and they got rid of her too. We'll make you and you and you clap your hands, right? Stomp your feet, cheer like mad, and raise the roof, I hope, cause I'm sassy. Yeah, baby, I'm sassy. But I'm very classy. Thank you and good morning, folks. One, two, three, four. Don't applaud too loud, you race.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's so nice being here with you. I must tell you what I heard Nixon's speech, and also, incidentally, Nixon's secretary, Mary Woods, 55 years old. She's never been married, but I understand she's the proud mother of 14 tapes. And, of course, Agnew, Martha Mitchell. Agnew, I don't want to talk about, except Sinatra's his buddy. And, incidentally, Sinatra's going to fly to Rome. He wants to become a cardinal. I hope that happens, because then I'll only have to kiss his ring. And Martha Mitchell in Washington are going to open up a restaurant in her honor. A picture of her mouth open 24 hours a day. And we understand that Golda Meir went to Pope Paul to borrow $25 million for a reconstruction program in Israel. And Pope Paul says, "Golda, it isn't. We don't have the money. You don't have collateral in Israel." She says, "Yes, we do. I'll put a tax on every circumcision," which is a perfect example of robbing Peter to pay Paul. While I was on the plane coming up here, people ask you pointless things. Dig this. "Sir, are you reading that paper you're sitting on?" I says, "No, I swallowed my glass eye, and I'm scanning the sports page." Isn't that crazy? "I got a flat tire." And the state trooper came by, he says, "Got a flat tire, eh?" I said, "No, I always rotate my tires on A1A. And dig this, the drugstore. I got a prescription. Guy says, "You want it filled?" I says, "No, it's a hold-up note in Latin." Crazy things happen all over. Lady's going through a red light with six kids in the station wagon. Policeman says, "Don't you know when to stop?" She says, "They're not all mine." crazy thing. A friend of mine married this girl, and they're driving to Vegas. And he says, honey, I'm glad I married you, baby. Now you could help me drive. I'm colorblind. She says, you sure is, baby. Speaking of Vegas, you don't know what's going on now. They're initialing all the stars and lights. Pretty soon at the Caesar's Palace, you'll see Frank is here. Probably at the other places, Elvis is here. For Tom Jones, TJ is here. Can you imagine Vic Damone, what trouble he'll be in? VD is here. Oh, it's murder. And I live, speaking of Vegas, we go down to Florida, and I live in Miami Beach, Condominium Row. Everything is condominiums now. Last time I heard that word was in a drugstore. And the usual condominium owners, Max and Jake. Hello, Max. Hello, Jake. You own a condominium? Yeah. He says, you're a sporty guy. You play golf? Sure. You hit a long ball? He said, no, you schmo, a little round one. He says, I'm a slicer, but my wife is a hooker. He says, I played golf today, and I want to tell you, the only two good balls I hit is when I stepped on a rake. And he says, you know, Jake, you're 84 years old. Tell me something. How the hell can you swing with the old lady every night? He says, easy, rye bread. So Max went to the bakery. Give me 20 loaves of rye bread. He said, don't be silly. It'll get hard in 2 days. All right, give me 40 loaves. And the ladies are funny, too. Mrs. Cohen is being interviewed. Mrs. Cohen? Guy says, what do you think of Watergate? If they don't close it, it'll flood the whole Meshuggah place here. What the hell's wrong with him? She says, what do you think of Red China? It goes very good with a white tablecloth. How about, what do you think of marijuana? Oh, what a Meshuggah place for our vacation. The bugs, the vances, the animals, the bad weather. What do you think of the Vietnam position? My husband Schloimi and I tried it. We couldn't walk for a week. And kids are beautiful. And do those mothers at the condominium spoil the kids? I heard one mother taking her kid to the bathroom. She says, come on, Mommy, hurry up. She says, oh, I'll even hold it for you. Johnny says, no, let Grandma hold it. Her hand shakes. These kids are beautiful. One kid said to the other, I found a contraceptive on the patio. He says, what's a patio? You know, speaking of Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, ladies and gentlemen, Easter time, you wouldn't believe. 100,000 college kids, younger kids. I took a walk on the beach, never touched sand. This one kid goes to church for confession, and the priest was dead tired from confessing these kids all day. He said, did you commit murder, Johnny? No, Father. And he gives him a little sign. He says, all right, you can get out of here. Kid walked outside. His buddy says, can I go in now? He says, no, they're only trying murder cases. And the older ones are beautiful. There they are on the beach with the guitars, and they're turning on, and everything is groovy. Then he gives her that question. How about, she says, oh, not here, baby. She says, I know a groovy place where we ain't going to be seen at all. Let's go to the cemetery. So they went to the cemetery, man, and they swung all night. The next day, her back is killing her. She went to the chiropractor. He looked her over, took x-rays. He says, baby, your back is fine, but your ass died in 1921. And the hippies are beautiful. Two hippies go before the judge. And the judge says, all right, you were both caught for speeding. Which one of you is the female? No answer. All right, I'll rephrase that question. Which one of you has the menstrual cycle? This one kid says, must be her, Judge. I got a Honda. And then I got a note just now from some people in the back. I guess they're Polacks because Maitre D' must have told them it was ringside. Speaking of Polacks, it wouldn't be my act unless I did a little ethnic. If it's done in good taste, it's not bad. This Polack looks at the other guy. He says, what happened to you? He says, I went in my pants. Why don't you take them off? I'm not through yet. They're beautiful. Polish firing squad, they form a circle. You hear about the Polack that wanted to hijack a jet? He brought Joe Namath home. This one Polack called up TWA. He says, hey, how long does it take to fly to Chicago? The guy says, just a minute. He says, thanks a lot. And there they are, ladies and gentlemen, on their honeymoon in Hawaii. She greets him with a lei around his neck. She says, aloha, from Hawaii. He says, Dombrowski, from Pittsburgh. And we got to do something about our friends, the Soul Brother. This soul brother walked into Jordan Marsh. He says, let me try on that frock, baby. Ooh, that's a cool thread. Man, that's a heavy suit, baby. How much? The guy says, $300. He says, put it in the window. I'll pick it up at 4 in the morning.
Here's one of the greatest saloon comics in the world. And I wish he were here tonight, but he's up in heaven with Louis Armstrong. His name is Joey Lewis. He would come out something like this. Good evening, gentlemen. Post time. L'chaim. Chaim in Jewish means life. I got an uncle doing Chaim. And he would sing. Chanson d'amour. Aboubidou. L'amour toujours. Tonight for sure. Alibi. Zsa Gabor. Cease. A toast to a noble lady, Zsa Gabor, who's dedicated to the proposition, and that's all. The doctor says, Zsa, have you had a checkup lately? She says, no, just a few Hungarians.
I love Joey Lewis when he used to talk about drunks, the inebriants, the briagoons, the facharded, the shikers. Drunk comes home 4:30 in the morning. The old lady says, where you been? He says, I've been playing golf. She says, it's 4:30. He says, it's all right, I use nightclubs. And two drunks are always beautiful. They're always talking. One drunk says, are you getting much on the side? He says, I didn't know they moved it. He says, does your wife close her eyes when you make love to her? He says, of course she does. She never wants to see me have any fun. He says, come here. Did you sleep with my wife last night? He says, not a wink. He says, I want to tell you another thing. I bet you don't even know the definition of a martini. He says, yes, I do. It's an eye-opener, thigh-opener, and fly-opener. I bet you don't even know the name of vodka and prune juice. He says, yes, I do. It's a Hurry Mary. And Joey Lewis would spot some drunken broad in the corner. He says, I remember you. You heckled me 5 years ago. I never forget a dress. He sees a lady at the bar with the duck. He says, where'd you get that pig? She says, ain't a pig, it's a duck. He says, I was talking to the duck. And he says, hey, wait a minute, to his buddy. How come you burp before my wife? He says, excuse me, I didn't know it was her turn. He says, and I got, come here, I want to look over there. We'll get a couple of drinks and then we'll grab those broads. The other guy says, no, I can't take care of what I got home. He says, let's go to your house. And he says, I got a secret for you since we're pals. He says, George, I made love to my wife before we were married. Did you? He says, I don't know. What's her maiden name? And then he says, you know, I understand your wife is going to have it, but she's got the cake in the oven, huh? Here's a toast that I want you to teach him. To the newborn baby. Welcome, little stranger. You've made two people glad. You've taken a load off mother and made room again for dad.
You've been a delightful audience. I know when the hell to get off. This is it. I dig the north. I dig the south. I dig the east. And I dig the west. Let me tell you what I really dug the best. I love being here with you. You and the band, you have been so grand. Let's give Tony, Nick, Frank, Gene a nice big hand. They are the greatest in this here land. I love being here with you. Well, if you're from Alabama or dear old Miami, it really doesn't matter at all. Or if you're from Chicago or way out Fargo, I still had a ball. If my dream could only come true, I would dream for an audience just like you. Ooh, what a gas that would be. I love being here. I really love being here. I love being here with you. Good night. God bless you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Dick Cate.